Happy Friday. Welcome back inside the Shuckers Radio Network's coverage of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. Time for today's pregame show as we get set for game four of a six-game set between the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure as always.
It's been quite the second half. 15 wins, tied for the most out of any team in the Southern League. The offense has been ticking up in a big way. The pitching's been in a good spot throughout this second half. How much fun is it to see this team really put it all together start of the second half?
Just like you said, like seeing the guys putting it all together, it's always fun. You know, like that's how you win. Like that's how you like go out there and win ball games. Like when the pitching is doing the like their thing, when the hitting is doing their thing, and when the defense is out there, you know, saving runs. Like that's what you need to, you know, like you need to combine them all to actually win. So it's good to see.
And it really has been in every single facet, whether it's the offense putting up 19 runs in a game to set a franchise record, whether it's the pitching tossing in a couple shutouts. Has there been a certain part of this team that's really stuck out to you as a focal point and a big part of this team here in the second half?
I think just the way that the guys have come together and like they're all pushing each other to be better and keeping each other accountable. Everybody's cheering on everybody, and everybody's just there for each other. I think that's been the biggest part, you know, of our success so far.
Pitching's been good. Offense has been terrific as well, averaging almost 7 runs per game in the month of July. What's it like being around these guys in the clubhouse when the offense is clicking at the rate that it has been clicking on what's just been a historic month?
I mean, a winning clubhouse is always a fun clubhouse, you know. Like, whenever you have the guys, you know, being successful, it's easy to be, you know, happy and be all, you know, all excited, you know, around the guys in the clubhouse. So, I mean, just continue to feed off of that, and hopefully everybody, you know, joins the party, and everybody's just doing the thing and putting the little pieces of sand, you know, to actually make a big castle.
How about last Saturday night? 19 runs, Eric Brown Jr., 7 runs driven in, though I know we were talking post-game. He's still a couple RBI shy of your career high. But what was it like seeing the offense put it together in such a big way, put out 19 runs in a night where everything was clicking?
Super excited about that night. It was a great night for Eric Brown, for him to do that and, you know, get some more confidence and start being the kind of hitter he can be. Like, it's really good to see. Like, he's getting some more confidence, and he's going out there and playing some, you know, some quality baseball. So that's always good to see. When you actually put up 19 runs, it's always, you know, it's always good. Like, it's definitely a confidence boost for the guys.
Jerome get tired over there at third, waving everybody in?
Not really. Like, that's why I actually work out, you know, and I try to keep my shoulder mobility in a good spot.
Two guys this month have been absolutely terrific. Lamar Sparks hitting 361 in the month, 3 runs driven in last night, and Ernesto Martinez Jr., second highest OPS out of anyone in Double A this month at 1206, 423 average leads the level. What of the steps that you've seen these two guys taken in the month of July that's really helped this explosion on both sides for Sparks and Martinez?
Their work ethic and their stuff and their routine at the, you know, in the cages has been phenomenal. So I think it's just it's just paying off for them, and they're starting to see some of the results of everything that they have been, you know, putting in, and it's just good to see them be successful and start seeing the results that they want to see, and hopefully they can continue to be consistent with what they're doing.
I know we're by the beach. This is the only road trip where the Shuckers are at the beach this season. I know you're a big beach guy. How are you enjoying life on the beach this week?
It was good. I actually went today with the kids, you know, and we had a good time. It's a beautiful beach. I wish that the beach in Biloxi was like this clear, you know, because it just reminds me of like back at home in the Dominican, you know, so it's a really nice beach.
Carlos Rodriguez mentioned this last year. He grew up on a beach, little by a beach near in Venezuela. But what's it like being able to be by the beach, remind you home a little bit, kind of clear the mind a little bit in what is a long 138-game season?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely nice, you know. Like you said, it just reminds me of being back home, and, you know, it gives you, like, the island vibes, you know. So it's always nice to be by the beach. Like, I grew up going to the beach all the time, I remember, and, like, going to Boca Chica, which is the closest beach from Santo Domingo. So like just feeling the nice ocean water and just being out there, you know, taking a little swim, you know, playing with the waves, playing with the kids in the sand. Like it's good. It's just good memories that, you know, bring back good moments of your life. So it's good.
What kind of person are you at the beach? You guy who's tanning, you in the water, you kicking around a soccer ball, you throwing a football, you playing some wiffle ball. What's the go-to beach activity?
I'm actually in the water, you know, swimming a little bit. And then if I'm actually with the kids, I'm playing in the sand. If there's a volleyball game going on, I'm playing volleyball. I actually play like a little bit when I was in high school. So I kind of liked it. And like when I see like a good competition going on, I always like to join in. So it's good.
There we go. Keeps it fun. Fidel, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shocker's Blue Wahoos coming up next.